Yeah. So there are different levels, and you can so and no thought and affection we experience is us anyway. It's all in flux. So in one sense, at a natural level where the work has to be done, what does that show us? Well, it shows us that faith isn't grounded in charity. There you go. That's what it says. So is that an issue? Not in terms of a process, no, because how does faith get grounded in charity? It's through work. And while we might make effort, it's not our effort that actually produces anything in that respect. It's the Lord alone. But without the effort, it doesn't happen. So, but at a higher level of the mind, so if you go into the spiritual level of the mind, if you like, that's what those angels are thinking about. They're thinking about the Lord and how to make what they are in terms of cause come through into the effect. And the angels at a celestial level are in ends. They're looking to see how the Lord's desire for the salvation of the human race can be more appropriately held in the cause level so that it can come through in the effect level. And at the effect level, it's an unfolding. It's not there and it doesn't happen by magic. It happens as a result of constant work. And then I think there are probably a lot of people very grateful that you're thinking about how much salt is in is in the meal. So that can be as much an act of charity as anything. So it's really about the mind being turned around so that even the most mundane things become a basis for higher things to be present in the world, in our world. And so the hells would castigate us for not living up to the standard that we draw from what's written here. But this is one statement is not the whole. It's remembering from a perspective of first principle, like we're in a process. The process is not the end, it's the process. The Lord has the end in hand. So we just deal with what arises. That's how the process unfolds. And that's all we're asked to do. But it's an interesting task, isn't it? That I must remember the Lord constantly throughout my day. And of course, what happens? We get up from our reading and writing out our task and gone. So, and that's where the lesson is. We can't do it. What we can only do what presents and that what we're aware of in the moment. And we're not held, the Lord doesn't hold us accountable for forgetting, because if you forget, you forget. I mean, it's not anyone's fault you forget. It's just a state of the natural. It's the condition that the natural is in. And that's the thing that we need to see, that it's in this condition where it constantly forgets. That's the important observation to be made there. Well, we Gretchen just looking around the room that it doesn't happen for us then, because that's when other things are being put into place that are needed for it. So, and it's not about getting it necessarily done by, whatever standard we put in place. It's an artificial standard. The Lord has it in hand, and the process unfolds after we leave this life. It continues to unfold. The processes of regeneration continue on to eternity. So it's about my own personal kind of way of looking at it is that it's about being on the path. That's what this life is about. Things will unfold according to what deeper desires are ultimately. And while we're here, we don't quite get it the way we like it. And I think that's the point.